Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about women are whores. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, women are whores. But don't get it twisted. Just because women are whores doesn't mean these guys are excused. Yes, these guys are simps. Very simpy indeed. Why the hell are you going to share the same chick? It says, me and my best friend fell in love with the same girl. We don't fight, we compromise. That is fucking disgusting. What are you going to do? Are you going to spit roast her? Yeah, you fuck her in the pussy while the other guy is getting head? Well, what is it when this guy is sucking you off and then the guy, you know, goes in there and kisses your friend in the mouth? Or vice versa, she starts sucking off your friend and then you go in there for a kiss. Oh, you want a snowball? Ooh, no, you want that coconut cream pie in your mouth, do you? Well, do you? Gross. Well, let's move on to something else, shall we?
I'm 42, child-free, it's Sunday fun day, no babysitter needed, let's go.
The mindset of these ladies, man, I tell ya. You want a chick? That's the kind of shit you have to get for. Or how about like this one from fucking Reddit? It says, am I the asshole for failing the test my boyfriend set up? That's what you get for being a whore, right? Yes, fellas. What a great, great woman, right? Well, let's see what she says.
Yesterday, I decided I wanted to go out to a club for the first time with some friends.
Yes, great friends, right?
My lame-ass boyfriend hearing this got a bit defensive and told me he didn't want me cheating on him.
Well, no shit. You're supposed to be with this dude, not going around town whoring it up. Just saying.
I told him I don't cheat.
You don't say, huh?
And that I only love him.
Sure you do, lady. You love him very long time, right? That's why you're going to go dance, right? Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Stupid whore. Stupid whore.
After days of this constant conversation, I told him stern, I'm going to hang out with my friends on Friday after work at Club Name. You don't get to choose where I go.
Well, if you're in a relationship, don't you think you should have input in where you're going? Oh yes, would it be fun if he goes to a whorehouse or even a strip club? Or maybe he should go to a regular dance club too, so he could be getting some tail or hang out with his friends or whatever. Just like you. Would you like that? I think not, right? But I'm the one that's stupid, right?
He finally backed down saying, you're right, I'm sorry.
Gay, you're so gay. What a simp, but whatever, right?
Finally, Friday came. I got home from work, got all dressed up.
Like a whore, but
waited for my friends to pick me up.
Yeah, so y'all could get fucked at the same time.
And we drove off to the club.
Yes, go get fucked and have guys rub all over your ass, huh? So fun. So fun, fun indeed. More fun on a bun, right?
After a few drinks, we were happily sitting at a table when a guy approached us.
Oh no, the plot thickens. Dun dun dun.
He was tall, pretty well built.
I bet they got your pussy with that in it.
Had clean dark hair and overall a decent looking guy.
Yes, and then you were drunk too, so oh yeah, your inhibitions went down, didn't it, lady? Ooh. Oh, I bet when they look between your legs and they pull those pussy lips open, it sounds like Velcro, doesn't it? It goes. Well, hey baby, I saw you dancing with your friends earlier and you caught my attention. Can I get your number?
He asked, clearly talking to me. I just replied, oh no, I have a boyfriend, sorry.
Sure, you're sorry. We're not playing the game sorry. Oh shit, but I guess you're the one that got the Uno reverse card in the end, didn't you, you stupid slut?
I was was hoping this man would leave me alone.
Sure you do, you dumb cunt. If that was true, you wouldn't have been in trouble, right? But you wanted to go, so fuck around and find out, right? Anywho.
But he didn't. Instead, he stood there, pulled out his phone, and handed it to me. Don't worry, just put it in.
Oh yes, he wants to put it in, don't ya? Your boyfriend won't mind you having friends, will he?
He said, smiling. Did he actually expect me to say yes? No! I have a boyfriend!
Oh yeah, sure. If that was true, you wouldn't be writing this shit, would you, sweetheart? Just saying.
And if I caught your attention, clearly we're not friends, I told him. He got a little upset that I wasn't doing it.
Yes, you're not doing it right. Bullshit. Stop being so uptight about it. I'm being nice to you. Now just give me your number and we can be friends. Yeah, friend indeed, right?
I immediately got the ick and was ready to tell him to leave me alone again.
Oh yeah, but what happened? Let's find out.
But then I remembered stories of how boys react badly to rejection.
Oh man, what a dumb bitch. Female logic, right, fellas? Anyways.
And will even go as far as to hurt the woman they're trying to get.
Bullshit, that guy would just walk over, he just move along. You're stupid, but whatever, right? That's why you got dumped, you dumb skag.
So I just put in my number and gave it to him.
Oh yeah, what else did you give him? I thought you were drunk. But yeah, you forgot about your boyfriend, huh? Guess you weren't that drunk, right, you dumb skag? But whatever, I'm stupid.
He obviously called me to make sure I didn't give him a fake number before asking him, mind if I pull up a chair?
Yeah, I'm sure he pulled up a lot of things, right?
My friends could obviously tell this wasn't going to be fun, so they all shoot him off.
Oh yes, but you still gave him your number, so it doesn't matter.
Thankfully, he finally left us alone, and we went out on our night.
Yes, I wonder what other guys were rubbing on your ass, right?
Luckily, nothing else happened, and around 2 a.m., my friends and I finally decided to head home. I was dropped off at my house and said my thank yous and good night to all my friends before they all drove off.
Oh, what a dumb bitch, right? But I digress.
Once I went inside, however, my boyfriend was sitting on the couch, arms crossed with an upset look on his face.
Oh, really? What happened? Do tell.
Like he was my mom, waiting for me to come back from sneaking out.
I knew you were a slut, he said.
Obviously, I was drunk and not confused, so I just said, what?
Yes, you're being a whore because you're a fucking shit face. You can't remember that you gave your phone number to some dude. And this dude told your boyfriend. Teehee.
My boyfriend could tell I wasn't going to able to have an actual conversation. So he just got up and led me to the couch and let me pass out there.
Chicken jockey. Stupid shit.
2 days later, and he'd finally come out of our bedroom and into the kitchen. He finally decided it was time to settle things.
Oh, really? Do tell. I know you're a whore and a cheater.
He said, I was immediately taken aback. He never called me names like that before.
Well, bitch, it's always a first time for everything, right? Like when you gave your phone number to that dude, huh?
Was all I could think to say again. He slammed his fist on the counter.
You cheated on me. You gave a man your number.
He yelled. I was actually scared of him for a second before replying. He wasn't going to leave me alone if I hadn't. I told him over and over again. I had a boyfriend. He wouldn't leave.
Oh, yeah, sure. You couldn't leave yourself, huh? You couldn't turn it around and go to the bathroom and hang out there for a little bit? Or tell the bartender or anyone there, this guy is being a creep. Tell him to leave me alone. But no, you wanted to be a whore, so this is the consequences of your bad choices. So next time, have more integrity. I know it's a foreign concept for you women, but you know, it is what it is. Guys want someone that they could trust, not just a piece of ass they could shake and anyone could get. Right?
He wasn't probably going to hurt me if I didn't do it.
What the fuck is this chick talking about? I don't know, man. This chick's fucking grammar sucks balls. Whatever, right? Anyways.
My boyfriend looked at me like I just said the most stupidest thing known to man.
Yes, even he got it. Your shit's fucking insane, but whatever. You must be a good piece of ass for this guy to put up with this shit. Well, not no more. And now you're a liar too? Oh, and guess what, sweetheart? Two is with two O's. Or am I the one that's stupid? I don't know. Whatever.
Wow, I was confused and then realized something.
That your grammar sucks?
I hadn't told him a guy asked for my number. And my friends have never met him or have his number. I asked, how did you know?
Oh, because he sent a spy. Dun, dun, dun. Not all guys are stupid little simps. Some guys actually have a couple of brain cells in their fucking skull. And they don't think with their penis. This guy actually had a personal clarity eventually, right?
Guys, this man got his friend to go to the same club and had him ask me out to see if I'd actually cheat on him.
Whoa, you and this guy had a good idea? You thought that your fucking seductress fucking song fucking spell that you had over him worked, right? Nope, I guess your horror slut pussy game didn't work that well, right? Spell's been broken.
Excellent.
I know you're lying, cause my friend said he only asked you once and you immediately gave in and started flirting with him. Whore, yes, I seen that shit with my own eyes. Yes, because where I work with the public. And guess what? Women throw their pussy at me all the time because, believe it or not, I'm actually a good-looking fella. Not bad-looking, you know, this. Of course this other guy's better looking than me, but, I still pull him in. But, you know, you better work out on yourself and do your best thing possible because eventually pussy does come out. And it's up to you to accept that. Just saying. He also said you try to make out with him before he pushed you away because he's my friend.
My boyfriend said.
yes, because at least someone has some integrity, not like you.
I was obviously upset at this. Why did his friend lie to him?
Oh, but the point is you gave the phone number, and that was evidence enough, so who got burned, you or his friend? Well, obviously the boyfriend, because he has you as his girlfriend, but not for longer.
I never did any one of those things.
Oh yeah, can you prove it? No, you can't, so...
I tried explaining to him that he kept repeating me asking and wouldn't leave me alone, but he wasn't buying it.
Yes, because he has something called common sense. Duh.
Instead, he kept saying I was a cheater and he knew all along.
No, he didn't know shit.
I was a slut who couldn't keep her legs shut.
Well, that's true, but he didn't know you were a whore. He fell for the fucking hopium that you were actually a decent woman instead of a fucking raging slut. But whatever, right? All you had to do was avoid giving him your number, but you didn't. You fell for the trap and failed the test.
Was all he would say after that.
But he's right. You're a slut and a whore. All you had to do is not give him your number to prove that you're not one of those filthy animals. But no, you just turn out to be a bitch and a slut and a liar. So yes, that's why this guy is dumping you, right? But you don't want to take responsibility. That's cool. That's why you got what you got.
But I was... was worried for my safety and didn't want to be harmed, cause his friend could have easily been a random man who didn't mind harming me.
Yeah, I bet that would have turned you on because you're a dirty whore, right?
Am I the asshole?
No, lady, you're not the asshole. You're actually a dick. The asshole is your boyfriend because you fucked him in the ass. Yeah, fellas, don't accept these worthless women. If they do some stupid shit like this, you should give them a shit test just to make sure they're actually loyal and they're worth your time. Because most of them are not, and they will fuck you in the ass. Just don't let them. Well, these are just pearls of wisdom. You could follow them or don't. It's up to you. So you guys better be kicking ass out there. If not, I'm gonna kick your ass. Okay? So you guys take care and be the best version of you you can be. Laters.